Our AccuWeather weather forecast says it'll be clouds and sun, breezy today. We'll have a high near 65. The attorney for the two Milwaukee police officers who sued Badger Guns and Badger Outdoors over the store's role in their shooting back in 2009 says the case is far from over despite the verdict against the gun dealer. Patrick Dunphy indicating his clients know they're not going to be getting any of the almost $6 million awarded by the jury this week anytime soon because of appeals. Badger Guns attorneys indicating the store is protected under a federal law that was signed by former President George W. Bush, giving gun dealers wide immunity. Firefighters in Kenosha called a Hillary's Barbecue on South Sheridan Road. It turned out to be just an oven fire, but it caused about $30,000 worth of damage. The fire itself contained to the oven, quickly extinguished, according to reports. But because of a sizable buildup in the chimney stack, it had to be removed at the roofline. Neither of the two employees in the restaurant at the time were hurt. Bigger is better, plus the existing 200-foot communications tower on property owned by We Energies near the Racine landfill along Oaks Road. Well, it's been around for 5 decades, so it's going to be replaced with a 230-foot tower. During the City Plan Commission meeting, Assistant Planner Jill Johannick explained this new tower is going to update the structure that dates back to the 1970s. She said that the only concern was access to that site, and that's apparently been taken care of by the applicant.
Oaks Road is to the west and does not front this property, so the access is via that drive that kind of comes up and curves up into our lot at 2200 Oaks, however, is actually on 1770 Oaks Road. So that's where the access to that blue circled tower is. And we just, the applicants informed me there is language authorizing that to be utilized for access.
Meanwhile, because of it being in an industrial section, she says the taller tower really won't have much of an impact versus, say, somewhere else in the city. The conditional use requires all wireless providers to list their information with the Racine Emergency Services Department. This new 230-foot communications tower on the We Energy site compares to the 337-foot WRJN tower, which is a few miles to the east. Our tower has been around since the 1960s. And if you play the various lottery games with ticket purchases in Illinois, you may be waiting a while on your winnings. The state there has not been paying out anything worth more than $600, and it can't. Once again, Illinois' lack of a state budget has put new spending off limits. Lottery managers indicate that when Illinois eventually does approve a new spending plan, the lawmakers there, then they'll be able to pay those winners. Charges filed in Racine County Circuit Court against a man who allegedly broke into a home that was spotted by an alert neighbor and who called police. 21-year-old Lowell Allen Jr. now facing charges of armed burglary, battery to peace officers, obstruction, and being a felon possessing a firearm. Police indicate that after refusing their orders to come out of that home on Sydney Drive, Allen climbed out of a window and then struggled with one of the officers, causing abrasions to his face, and then he took off running. He was taken into custody a short time later. The criminal complaint says Allen had just been released from prison September 1st after having served time for burglary. A preliminary hearing on the new charges is scheduled October the 21st. Well, when it comes to keeping your digital identity safe, having strong passwords in place, that is essential. That's according to State Division of Trade and Consumer Protection Administrator Frank Frasetto. He says the best practice is to also have a completely unique password that guards your email account.
Your email account is a prime portal for people to get access to your information. So that email password should be extremely robust, very strong.
And he says if you've got a smartphone, you don't have a lock screen set, you could be asking for trouble.
That's your first line of defense. And make sure that when you set how long the inactivity takes place before your password or the phone is locked, that's an important one.
And he says you should also be careful with having features like Bluetooth enabled on your phone or tablet, since identity thieves could use those to access information on your devices. October is National Cybersecurity Awareness Month. And the state legislature's Joint Finance Committee on a 14-1 vote approving the sale of land for construction of a new $180 million headquarters for the Department of Transportation. Southeast Wisconsin taxpayers who previously received an extension are going to have to file their individual income tax return with the Wisconsin Department of Revenue today to avoid penalties and related fees. Copies of any IRS-granted extension paperwork, well, that's going to have to be attached with the filing today. And the State Revenue Office points out that a payment plan may be requested by anybody who's not able to pay the full amount today. State Department of Revenue's website has more information. The Oak Creek Franklin School Board has approved an agreement with the local education association to end issues related to contract talks that date back to the 2013-14 school year. They were connected to the proposed transition from a base wage pay system to performance-based compensation. The latter takes into account such criteria as instructional effectiveness, leadership, and professionalism for establishing ranges in salary. The Milwaukee County Medical Examiner's Office says a woman who recently fell off a ledge while hiking at a park in Cudahy died of her injuries. She was in her 50s. She passed away last night. Police indicate the woman had been with her family at the time at Sheridan Park when she lost her footing and suffered a severe head injury. The Racine County bus driver accused of abusing prescription drugs before driving into a cornfield with four special ed students on board entered a not guilty plea to the charges in Racine County Circuit Court. 38-year-old Jason Stahlbaum waived his preliminary hearing. The four charges against him, first-degree recklessly endangering safety. He's next scheduled to appear in court for a hearing on the request to change his bond, which right now is set at $50,000. And if you didn't hear, the president today said he's going to keep 5,500 U.S. troops in Afghanistan when he leaves office in 2017, casting aside his promise to end the war on his watch. A comparison of socks belonging to Kenosha resident Dennis Brandner, who was accused in the 1990 murder of Sturtevant's Barrett Beck in Fond du Lac County, going to be made to a blindfold found around her skull at the time that her body was located. The search warrant connected to Brandner's socks mentions the intent to test DNA and to compare the knot on the blindfold to knots he puts in his socks. The 62-year-old Brandner remains jailed but has pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder. The Racine Finance and Personnel Committee is on board with a proposal to redesignate a police officer for the safety and security job with Racine Unified, also creating, though, the ability to deal with procedural matters now roadblocked by rules. Chief Art Howell explaining this would implement a COP philosophy into the schools, utilizing a command officer in what he classifies as a hybrid position.
By virtue of us putting a police commander into the school systems under this hybrid system, that person will have police administrative authority, and that person will have unified administrative authority. And so we're looking at building a database that will be managed by this police manager, and that police manager will be able to filter information that's legal to the police department and vice versa.
He said the model has worked in New York. Another benefit, according to Howell, a computer interaction between Unified and the department on issues like, say, truancy connecting to daytime burglaries.
We're going to be using our database at the police department, and Unified has a brand new database. And so we've met with MIS personnel to talk about developing a routine so that the two databases can talk to one another and filter information. But there won't be any brand new hardware that needs to be purchased, just interface so that they can talk to one another.
Instead of various officers in the schools reporting to Unified supervisors, they would report to this police commander. Unified would pay half the cost of the commander's position. The city would cover the rest. The Racine Council will get that recommendation next week. It was called Operation Cross Country 9, a nationwide law enforcement effort coordinated by the FBI that targeted the human trafficking industry. Participation was there by the Greater Racine Human Trafficking Task Force, and 20 women were recovered in Racine and Kenosha counties. In addition, a news release says investigations have now been started into the activities of several people suspected of exploiting women and young girls, the direct result of this effort, which included many local law enforcement agencies and support groups. Wisconsin tied for third in the country with 9 underage human trafficking victims being recovered, along with 50 adults and the arrest of 11 pimps nationwide, 149 underage trafficking victims recovered. Hand sanitizer poisoning, a growing problem here in Wisconsin, according to the state's Poison Control Center. 351 cases of someone ingesting the substance this year alone. One doctor says a lot of kids poison think that the sanitizer not only smells good, it also tastes good. Doctors at the Mayo Clinic in Eau Claire indicate the number of cases nationwide, that's increased from 3,000 back in 2010 to 16,000 last year. Kenosha County Executive Jim Cruiser says you can mark it down. Free public wireless Wi-Fi is going to be up and running in downtown Kenosha and along the lakefront from Kemper Center to Carthage College by next Memorial Day, or at least most of it. Cruiser using the word significantly with the Kenosha News to talk about project completion. He admits it's taking a little longer than expected, but he is still optimistic it will get done right, on time, on budget, and it will prove to be a significant benefit. Kenosha County committing $170,000 toward the effort. Our AccuWeather forecast, clouds with a little sun this afternoon, breezy, high around 65. I'm Tom Karkel, WRJN News.